You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
The Geeks Podcast, your one-stop shop for news and reviews for video, card, and tabletop games, with your hosts CJ, Raul, and Brendan.
Yes, indeed, friends. Once again, hello, friends. It is time for another Gamer Geeks podcast, episode number 3, recorded October 16th, 2016. I am your host, as always. I am here, CJ, both, and joining me, as they are wont to be, are Raul and Brendan. Hello, fellows.
What's going on?
Hey.
CJ, I'm really enjoying your head disappearing and reappearing over and over again. It's making me happy.
glad I could help.
Thanks.
And then the illusion will break and like all of my bed will appear over there.
Yeah, so that guy needs to really get on your green screen. He needs to work on that.
Yeah, right? See, if only I asked a person to help me out with that and
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in that department.
Yeah, I mean, that would take forethought and would have been asked, you know, 3 to 4 weeks ago now.
like I'm outside of the square on this one.
A little bit.
I'm a couple thousand miles off, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Here, I'll fill you in. CJ commissioned somebody to get a price list. I don't know who it was or what his name is, but he's missing an arm, and it's honestly terrifying. somebody was supposed to get a...
His name may or may not rhyme with Schmenden Schmoach.
Or Rendon Doach.
So, how's everybody been? Have you guys been playing anything fun that we aren't talking about later? Or
oh, it's been busy. I've been keeping up with my pocket politics, which I'll fill you in during the reviews section of where I'm at. And that's about it.
I've just been playing. End of a long day, I just want to relax with some Overwatch, which I've been playing around with the Halloween specials.
Oh yeah.
Which we're going to, there's more news about that, but it's just so much fun. The brawl, an actual PvE brawl.
Right? It's so good. They pulled that off so well.
So flawlessly. And the three different levels, the easy, medium, and hard. I went in there with three of my friends, and we're all okay. And we breezed through easy. Medium took us some time. Took us like 2 or 3 shots to complete it. And hard, we completely got squashed.
Oh, yeah, man. Hard does not play. It is a rough, rough thing. I really... All that did is just make me want more PvE content in Overwatch. Like,
oh, that'd be amazing.
I doubt we're going to get it anything full on it, but just it would be so good.
Yeah, but could you imagine each hero has a unique story quest that you could do?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great. Yeah, just have it because, I mean, the entire storyline with Overwatch is they've all been a team for years. So, I mean, you can have it to be like, all right, this is Tracer's story, and one player has to be Tracer, and the rest of them can be, you know, other players that would be relevant in Tracer's story, like Winston and stuff.
It could also be like, oh, this is a mission that I went on. I'm remembering a mission I went on with Winston or something. Oh. Whoa, what happened? Well, okay, well, I guess I'm filling airtime.
Freaking streaming machine.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, like you said, you can go with Winston, but it could be like an older mission, like when Overwatch
yeah, exactly.
was still in its heyday.
Yeah.
Yeah, me myself, I've been trying to stick with spooky games. I've just been playing a lot of Dying Light. Mm-hmm. and that's pretty much been all that I've been playing that has not involved what we're going to be talking about later.
Yeah, I also saw that Gears of War 4 came out.
Yeah, you can get it on a PC if you buy it on Xbone. And I think you can buy it just on PC, and I'm kind of tempted to do that just to see how it is. Because the Windows Store actually has quite a bit of Xbox games in there.
And you don't need an Xbox to play, right?
You just, as long as you have the money on it, you can just put it through your Xbox or your Windows account, because that is, and right now it's just anything that is Windows Universal apps will work on both your Xbox and your Windows PC.
So have they pretty much ditched the streaming from the Xbox?
For the most part, yeah. You'd still, from what I know, stream from the Xbox for the games that are not Windows Universal apps. And right now, you only have a handful of games. Let me pull up the Windows Store here. And I will...
From what I remember from the streaming part, you needed the Xbox One controller to play it, right?
Yeah, you don't need that anymore. I was playing Killer Instinct, and you don't need it.
Oh, okay.
I was playing it with my Steam controller. Not a great experience, by the way, playing Killer Instinct with the Steam controller. It could be just because Killer Instinct is not a good game. That could be it. Let's see here. We have
make it easy
Minecraft story mode. We have Gears of War. Hitman Go.
Another game that launched, I believe it was either last week or the previous week. Tomb Raider finally launched for every other console.
Yeah, I saw that. Made me really want to pick it up on the PS4, and then I realized I'm broke. So, you know, there's that. Really wish there was a way to easily... All right, so we have Gears of War 4 Ultimate Edition, Forza Horizon 3 Ultimate Edition.
Is this game out on PC yet? Because I can't find it anywhere. I've been looking as soon as you mentioned
Gears of War?
Yeah.
It's in the Windows Store. Like, you actually have to open up the Windows Store. It's not on Steam. It says it's the Ultimate Edition. It's only $100, guys.
Only.
Only.
Which
guess what game I'm not playing?
Better include the Ultimate Edition, $100. I better get everything that comes out.
Oh, you can... Hold on. In this bundle, I'm just clicking on Gears of War 4. Can I... Xbox Play Anywhere, $59.99. Available on PC. Yeah, you can... Okay. So you just had to click through the bundle because they're doing a Windows thing and purposely putting the bundle up there and making you click through it to get the base one. Yeah, their thing is Xbox Play Anywhere. Anything with that label on it will be able to be played on your Xbox or your PC. I cannot confirm nor deny because I don't have an Xbox One. If the purchase carries over or not, I don't think that it does.
This seems like it's really complicated to buy a game.
Xbox Live Games, Gears of War 4, Forza Horizon 3, Recore, Walking Dead Michonne, Halo 5, Forge Bundle, Quantum Break.
Talking about downloading games and all that, here's a complete shift. I forgot to put this in the news, but you heard about Sun and Moon getting a demo
on Tuesday. Next week, I'm wanting to say?
Yeah, on the 18th.
Yeah, I thought it was this week, but I was mistaken, and I'm excited about that. I will be downloading that on day one.
Yeah, but it's like...
Because you get the Greninja, you get Froakie and Greninja, but the Greninja can turn into Ash Greninja from the anime. And that carries over into your... Because basically he has a quote-unquote mega form. It's not quite a mega form, though.
Yeah, but this is like the first time I've heard of a demo for Pokemon.
No, there was one for Oris. Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Oh, okay. So what, do they just like drop you in the first part or like?
It's actually, it's in a line of what they're doing called special demos. It kind of only gives you a benefit. It kind of only shows you. Bravely Default also does this. They give you something that even may not be the first part of the game. It's just kind of using the same
engine.
Basically, you're playing the game, but you're playing a side story.
Oh, okay.
But the stuff that you get on that side story carries over into your main game when you get it. Hmm. Yeah, Bravely Default and Bravely Second did it too, where you played a completely separate game. But anything that you got in there just carried over when you purchased the game.
Which I do have, like, JRPGs, I do enjoy playing them, but they just take up so much time.
They do. Yes, you were completely right on that one.
Yeah, because
it's the reason why I have to spread out my JRPGs, because, like, God, Final Fantasy 15 is coming out next month. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Talk about November. Holy crap.
November is going to be so crazy. Why am I flying to Dallas? Why am I doing this? before we get into the news section, I want to remind everybody coming up, speaking of November, on November 5th, we have our Extra Life Marathon, 24 or 25 hours that they're doing this year for gaming for the kids. 100% of it goes to charity. You can get more information on what we are playing for, who's on our team, and everything like that over at geek-io.net/extra-life. That is one word, or extra-life.org. If you want to join the team, go ahead and shoot me an email, and I can approve your team membership. And other than that, go ahead and shoot over there. 100% of it is charity, goes to the charity, and it's all tax deductible. We'll get more on that. What we're going to be playing as we get closer to the event.
Excellent.
And also, before we get into the news segment, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsors.
On to the news!
I forgot to turn up my thing.
right before we start the news, CJ, Extra Life, where six gamers enter, and we don't know who's going to come out on the other side.
Right, but none of us will be clean on the other side, that's for sure.
24 hours straight. Yeah.
Not a single one of us will be coming out clean on the other side. All right, so over the week, this last weekend, Final Fantasy has been doing a fan festival, kind of like their BlizzCon, doing stuff about like Final Fantasy 15, having a full playable demo there and everything like that. But relevant to our stuff, Final Fantasy XIV, their most recent MMORPG that they are putting out, that is really fantastic, by the way, has a new expansion pack coming out next year. Yes, indeed. It is called Stormblood, and we know not a whole lot about it. Pretty much we got a teaser video and the fact that we're getting the monk class. So, yay. Though the person looks kind of like a dancer, so maybe a dancer class, maybe. The goal is to have a full game's worth of content in Stormblood, which, of course, gives you your standard, you know, more high-end end-game content and all that good stuff. Raises the level cap 10 levels, expands inventories, thank God, introduces new job classes, and completely revamps the combat skill system, making certain skills shared by roles instead of jobs. Again, thank God.
it's a pain. I'm like, Final Fantasy 14 is still a thing?
It really is. Still strong, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heavensward came out last year, and it got a huge boost. 14 died horribly when it first came out, like massively horribly. Then the tsunami hit, literally completely wiping out the data center that they had 14 stored on. So they remade the game because they had a contract to remake it. So they remade it as A Realm Reborn, and once it came back, it was really, really good.
Wow.
It is a really fantastic game.
It's pay once and that's it, right?
No, it's a monthly. It's still a pay to play.
Okay.
It does the WoW thing. You're thinking of Guild Wars.
Okay, Guild Wars completely free to play, and every other MMO is completely free to play.
Yeah, you have WoW and Final Fantasy 14, and that's pretty much it that are pay to play. Guild Wars is actually, I mean, it's pretty good. It's still it lost its luster for me, and I can't exactly point out why. But Final Fantasy 14, I still play. I still enjoy a lot. So it's not as grindy as your normal Japanese RPG, which is also very nice. And my second news story is Zelda clone has sold over 1 million copies. It's called Oceanhorn. Sold over 1 million copies, and it was released on PS4 and Xbox One early last month, and it's coming to Nintendo, coming to a Nintendo console, quote unquote. Kind of not indirectly hinting at the NX, or else they would have just said it's coming out on the Wii U.
What do we know about this NX thing? Like nothing?
Absolutely. That it's a console.
Okay.
Nobody knows anything. Nintendo is completely hiding everything under their hat.
We think Nintendo is making it. That's about it.
Yeah.
So do you think Nintendo even knows about what the NX is, or do they just keep on hinting?
Oh, I can guarantee. Nintendo is actually very good at this. They had, back in the days of, Brendan, I think you were born the year this system came out, but back in the days of the Nintendo 64, all throughout this ancient thing called a magazine called Nintendo Power, there were rumors about this codenamed Dolphin. And it just completely was absolutely different. Nintendo would purposely leak information about it. Was just absolutely 1,000% different.
Wasn't the Dolphin the code name for the PlayStation?
First time Nintendo's kind of drip-fed information and then completely pulled a rug out from under us.
CJ, wasn't Dolphin the code name for the PlayStation, or was that the GameCube?
No, that was the GameCube. Yeah, you're right. It was the Nintendo Ultra was the N64.
No, it was called Project Reality was its code name. I'm looking at it right here.
Confirm or deny that you were born the year the Nintendo 64 came out.
It came out in 1996. I was 1 year old. Actually, I was 11 months old.
God, I bought that on day one. Saved up so much allowance for the N64.
I thought it came out in 1964, and that's why they called it N64.
You shut your mouth.
Well, what news do you have?
Okay, what I've got on the news is apparently people are doing a political ad, anti-Trump ad campaign using Overwatch. It's got Donald Trump playing Overwatch in front of a computer. It says Donald Trump mains Hanzo and complains about team comp in chat.
As being a person who mains Hanzo for their DPS, damn it, really?
And this is in, I believe, in Orlando.
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm looking at the
trailer. I was just in Orlando this weekend, but Orlando's a really big city, so yeah.
I'm looking at the Twitter page, and one of the top comments is, LOL, Trump looks hella cool as Hanzo. Words I never thought I'd say. What is that?
Oh, man.
I wonder how
that's a non-news story, but that's fantastic to point people out to.
Yeah. Just check out the show notes and just check out the Twitter account.
Yeah, it's great. And of course, coming to nobody's surprise, it's a thing about Cards Against Humanity.
Let's see.
All right. Next story has me interested.
Oh, yes. Valve had their, developer conference last week. And
yep.
During an interview towards the end, they announced that they were working on getting other peripheral controllers to work with Steam, with the Steam controller API.
Thank you.
Because the thing is that it's very similar the Steam controllers use the same API calls as the PS4.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it's fine. It's not the Steam API. It's not the controller API that the issue is. It's the controller. The way that the controller is laid out and how it plays is the issue.
Yeah, so it's going to give developers more access to the touchpad, the six-axle gyroscope. Yeah. No, wait.
This makes me just so happy.
Yeah, I mean, PlayStation, I mean.
On a related note, something that I missed. How did I miss the fact that there was a PS4 PC dongle now?
Oh, we didn't cover that last week?
No, we didn't.
Oh, yeah. It's just a Bluetooth dongle.
What's a dongle?
How did I not know about this? It's only $25? Dude!
Yeah, because they are planning... Oh, no. Yeah, I think we talked about this, where they were bringing their entire PlayStation Now over to PC.
No, we haven't. I would have paid a lot of attention to this.
I thought we did in one of our beta shows that...
No!
Okay, well, I can't come up with the article right now, but yeah, I mean...
I'll put it in the show notes. Kotaku put it up, and apparently it's already on sale. It came out in early September.
Yeah. Was that before we
started? Huh.
Yeah, because they're releasing that, so you can stream the PlayStation Now games on it.
Huh.
And CJ's just like, why do I need a PlayStation Now?
You're not entirely incorrect in that one.
Yeah, I tried out PlayStation Now, and it's not too bad.
Yeah, I like PlayStation Now. Yeah, I like it. All right, hold on. geek-io.net/Amazon.
You go buy it right now.
No, it's out of stock.
I might buy it right now.
Out of stock on Amazon.
Ah!
That's why I'm the best.
And Brendan got the last one, probably.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't even use the Amazon, the Geek.io Amazon link.
No, here's, he used it. Everybody uses it. Everybody should use geek-io.net/Amazon. No, it's on sale on Amazon, you lying.
I didn't see it.
Wiener schnitzel.
I thought it was out of stock.
Now, hold on. There will be a note on where to buy it from our affiliate link in the show notes as well.
Nice.
A little bit comes back to us. It costs no extra.
Oh, thank you for shortening that.
Yeah, no, I had to. Or else it would have been like 70,000 units long. Yeah, it's there. $22.90 on Amazon with Prime.
So explain to me what a dongle does for somebody who doesn't know.
Plug it into your computer and it does things. In this case, it lets you play your PlayStation game online. Or it lets you use your wireless controller to connect wirelessly to your PC or Mac. You can use your controller for games streamed to your computer through applications such as PS4 Remote and Mac OS or PlayStation Now for Windows.
This sounds useful. Everybody should pick one up.
Also, I'm sure there's already a hack to use it with your PC games because it's the internet.
Gotta love the internet.
I do like the remote play, though. I use my Vita. Yes, I still use my Vita. But I like it. I haven't used it on my Windows machine yet, but on the Vita, it plays very...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, personally, I have no real need for the remote play because I have my PlayStation...
Because you live in a board box where everything is right next to each other.
Yeah. I have everything I need. I mean, everything I use right here.
Mine's in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like, say if I had my PlayStation in the bedroom, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could bring my PlayStation in here for a problem, but I don't, so it is.
Yeah, I did try to use it for streaming before I got a capture card.
Yeah.
And it worked okay, but the you're pulling data from the PS4 and then sending it back out, it didn't really...
Yeah, I could see where that would get a little wonky, but I mean, hey, I might have to buy this. I'm going to put it on my wish list for right now. Okay. Buy this for me. The link is in the show notes. I'll be happy to beta test it. I mean...
I think it's already out, isn't it?
I think he was being facetious.
Oh.
All right, Brandon, what else we got?
Well, Red Dead Redemption 2 confirmed? Huh? No. But no. Maybe. Not confirmed.
Yeah, I saw this earlier today about the... them changing the logo to red.
The internet is exploding.
But it's not just the red logo. It is the fact that it's worn out on the sides exactly how Red Dead Redemption's logo was.
I'm thinking what they're doing is they're coming up with a game that takes place in Soviet Russia. Grand Theft Auto 6 in Russia. Which I think would be even cooler.
No, I mean, let's face it. It's very likely that it is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, hopefully.
It would not surprise me that it's not called Red Dead Redemption, but it's called something else, because there's Red Dead Revolver, and then Red Dead Redemption, and then Red Dead R something.
They call it Red Dead, Really Red, and Dead.
Red Dead Redead.
It's going to be Red Undead Zombies.
Yes.
Which it did have a zombie mode, right? The original?
It did. The first one did have a zombie DLC, yes.
Red Dead, you are Red Riding Hood Redemption.
Red Dead Red?
Get the Red Edition now. Yeah, but that's...
I mean, all right, so the news story is they released an image and the internet broke its crap.
Yeah.
And everybody's assuming that it just happens to be Red Dead Redemption 2 or whatever Red Dead Redemption would be at that point. But who knows? It could be something totally different. Maybe they just like the color red because it's Halloween and blood and stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense.
Moving on.
Yes.
So there is this new fandangled device called PlayStation VR. Right?
Yeah, you've seen it. Heard of it.
On the internets.
Makes you look like RoboCop.
You look like RoboCop, but the new RoboCop, when they had them all like cut up into pieces because half your head's missing. So, like, this new PlayStation VR headset thing, apparently... I haven't really done much research into it until I did it today. But you can, there's like a cinema mode where it's just, you have the screens or the screen that's in the lens, and you can hook it up through HDMI and you can watch your movies on it. Anything you plug in with HDMI, you can stream through this. It won't be virtual reality, but it'll be like you have a movie theater strapped to your face.
Yeah, that doesn't sound nauseating at all.
It says the PlayStation VR headset is simply cool.
I've heard a lot of people say that it's cool, but, you know.
The only thing is that right now, I mean, I do know that there's like one or two like full games out for it, but all the others are like tech demos, I guess.
But it's not even about the game. It's just about strapping a box to your head and looking through it.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just a big tech demo of what can be until Final Fantasy 15 comes out.
Ugh. I don't know what... Like, these things are expensive, right? They're like $400?
500 if you don't have the Move controllers or the camera.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the full bundle is 500. But if you buy everything separate, it comes out to like $600 because each of the Move controllers, I believe, are like $50.
So can you just play it with a normal PlayStation 4 controller? Like,
yes. Yeah, but that's not immersive.
I have a screen strapped to my face. How much more immersion do I want?
Use the camera because the camera picks up the light sensors on the headset.
So you need the camera.
Yes.
Yeah. It gives a little bit of room analysis. Little bit.
Yeah, but not as much as the Vibe or the Oculus.
But, well, because the Vibe uses six cameras like an intelligent design would.
Can I use a Vibe or an Oculus not to play VR games, just to have a screen strapped to my face?
I guess.
Yeah. As far as I know, no. I think this where the PlayStation actually has the other ones beat is where it allows you to just pretty much watch anything.
I think it would be cool just to, like, you know, a new movie comes out, you just strap that thing on your head, and you're like, you don't have to look at, like, a screen or anything, because it's, like, right there. It's, like, bigger than your wall.
It's kind of good for when, if you have, like, roommates or crap like that where you need to have silence. So, I mean, that's not terrible. It's just weird use case.
And you won't have people fighting over the TV because you have a TV strapped to your face.
Exactly. You know, I don't know if this is how it works, but I mean, it could be kind of like the Wii U controller was, where, you know, I'm playing my game on this, or I'm watching my movie on this. You guys can do whatever the heck you want to over there.
I watched a couple videos about it today. There's like some kind of box thing. I don't remember what they call it.
Yeah, it's the processing unit.
The processing unit. And it plugs into that, and then two HDMI cords go off that or something, and one goes to the headset, and one... It seems like a big jumble of cables. It's powered through USB. Like, you have to plug a USB cable into the front of your PlayStation and then into this processing unit. So I don't know what, like, they were thinking. It's not 100% the best thing I've ever seen.
But it's a good console experience VR.
And you strap a screen to your face.
Yes.
Wait, that's what you said?
From
Brendan apparently is not a fan of the VR.
Yeah.
No. I want a screen strapped to my face.
All right, moving on. We're going to move on into the Blizzard.
Okay.
Oh, nope, we have one more story.
Yeah, we got one more.
Because Friday the 13th, the game that we talked about a couple podcasts ago.
I think that was our second beta episode.
On the second beta episode, we talked about a little game called Friday the 13th. And I was super hyped for it, super excited. And it's delayed till September. Yep. I mean, spring of 2016. I mean, 2017. Which is way too far away.
Why?
Yeah, and not, you know, Halloween, because that's when I want to buy my Friday the 13th game, is in the springtime.
You know, like, maybe they can go with, like, some kind of cool marketing campaign where Jason Voorhees is, like, walking through, like, a valley or something, like a meadow. And he's, like, murdering teenagers. But other than that, like, there's no good reason why you'd release this game in spring.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, all right, let's go ahead and say why it is being delayed. Because, I mean, it's actually a pretty decent reason why they're delaying it.
Yeah, well, I guess it could be a good reason, which it is because they are adding a single player component to the game, which that's important.
Yeah, they're throwing an entire new mode into there, which is, you know, a pretty big deal.
And like they're throwing a couple more characters, a third playable map, like a whole bunch of crap that they're putting into the game.
I actually have a theory on when it's going to come out. It's not going to be spring. It's going to be summer, so they can go with the whole summer camp feel.
That works.
I mean, I don't know why they just don't hold it until, like, this time next year. Like, just put more into it and hold it until this time next year.
Well, I mean, it's the same reason why they announced The Last Guardian 5 years ago.
True.
And it's like, why build up a hype? So
I would rather them do this, though, than put a day one DLC patch out saying, oh, yeah, you can buy this thing and these two new characters in this extra map. Or if you pre-order it, you'll get this extra map. No. Thank you for delaying the game and just putting it on these.
And like, just thank you for telling us why you're delaying it, unlike other games.
Right?
I wish a certain game we talk about almost recently, on every episode, No Man's Sky.
Yeah, I think we have to have our No Man's Sky reference and how disappointed we are in it.
I wish No Man's Sky would have delayed the game indefinitely. Yeah,
because then they could have put, you know, a story into it.
And not just, I haven't played that game in a long time.
Yeah, I uninstalled it to do the return after we heard that they were gonna that the debunked rumor that they were gonna allow for refunds, and I haven't.
Yeah.
So what would bring back No Man's Sky? Would it like a huge content patch, like say the end of the
content?
Year? Yeah.
Let's see. How much money did No Man's Sky make?
Day one, I will tell probably you. Like $100 billion, but then day two, it went down to negative $20.
I just
let me see. Pulling it up right now. I'm looking to see if anybody has this. Wikipedia typically has pretty good.
So yeah, they
numbers.
They oversold that. I mean, they overhyped that hard because
no, they didn't just oversell it. They actually, I mean, they're using false advertisement to sell this game.
Yeah,
because yeah, I haven't heard anything back on that. You know, where the UK's advertising board was going after him or something like that. I haven't heard anything about that.
I don't know.
Because they were showing like these beautiful dinosaurs and like amazing planets. I mean, texture based and all that. I mean, and good space combat. And then it turns into, what the hell is that thing?
Yeah.
It turns into character creation from Spore.
Yeah, but you don't have the good stuff from Spore on the puppet. All right, so just on Steam, as of a writing back in September, there were 143,000 owners of the game on Steam. That doesn't include
PlayStation,
people who returned it, or PlayStation,
or Xbox.
But they're holding. They are obviously. Sean Murray has not came and said, "Oh yeah, we've sold this many games."
So what was it? 640,000.
743,000 as of a writing in September. And that was just owners of it on Steam. I wonder if I go to No Man's Sky.
I'm just going to say,
I removed it off of my...
with the money they made, they are not going to do anything to the game. And if they do, it's going to be buy this and the game will be better.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, yeah.
So just on that number, CJ, they made close to $50 million on just the base copy. That's not including everyone that got the like the pre-order special or the ultimate edition and all that.
By the way, overwhelmingly negative reviews now. I don't know. I can't see if I can't. I don't know.
I wonder if they meant it to be kind of like a Minecraft where there's no end, where it's just go do things.
Then they should have sold it as such.
They shouldn't have sold it as like, oh, this is a great game where you can actually make something of yourself and show it to your friends. Nope.
Yeah, that's how they sold it. If they would have sold it like Minecraft, I wouldn't have bought it. Because I don't like Minecraft. That's just me. But, you know, they didn't sell it as that, and that's the reason why I bought it.
And a lot of the promotional art and just in-game like renderings and all that stuff.
Completely.
It was all fake. Like,
oh yeah. According to Steam Spy, so I don't know, take it as you will, 768,634 owners of the game right now. Players in the last 2 weeks, 58,000.
Ooh. Those are the, like, hardcore, where, like, it's going to get good. It's going to get good. I know it will.
No, yep. those are probably people 11 to, like, 11-year-olds to probably about 13-year-olds that are only playing the game because they know how to kill animals in it. And
it's possibly the only game that they have, too.
Wait, is BioShock free right now?
What?
I like how we're both like.
Yeah, how to get over Hangouts delay. Mention that BioShock might be free on PC.
Where do you get this BioShock for free?
BioShock on Steam. I have it owned, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to see it. It's on Steam Spy as listed as free, so I cannot confirm or deny this.
Steam Spy is a liar.
Okay. That's BioShock. Fair. I mean, it's only $19.99.
Yeah, it's only $19.99. But
or you can buy the HD edition.
Well, that is the HD edition. Let me see.
That is BioShock.
Yeah, you can't not buy the HD edition.
Yeah, that's not a thing. You click on BioShock, and it's like, oh, you mean BioShock Remastered.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, this is a third-party thing that I've never actually seen before. So I just saw that it was free. I looked up great great soundtrack, which is one of the tags for No Man's Sky on Steam Spy. I'm like, all right, what else do they have here? BioShock, free. What?
Wasn't BioShock just 1920s music?
Yeah, but it's actually really good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that 1920s, 30s music is bad.
All right, so now we're gonna go. Now that we've somehow went from Friday the 13th to No Man's Sky, let's go ahead and get onto our Blizzard corner.
To free BioShock.
I couldn't find any news. So, Brendan, what you got?
So I found some news. And
opens up.
Go on. It's kind of the point of this. This kind of the point of this segment.
You caught me off guard. So. The World of Warcraft game director is moving on to another project at Blizzard.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Yep. Tommy C over there at Blizzard. He's moving.
Tom Shelton, for those who aren't those who don't know who he's talking about.
Me and him go way back. I call him Tommy C. That's what we used to.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You might not be on that level, but.
Yeah, okay, okay. You're right. My bad.
So, he's moving on to another project. Somewhere doing something at Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
More information at a later date.
Probably in about a month or
not, because that's how Blizzard rolls.
BlizzCon is, what? First week of November or second?
First. It is the weekend of Extra Life.
Oh.
So guess what we're going to be doing on Extra Life, guys? A episode of Gamer Geeks.
Fantastic.
There are rumors that it might be Diablo 4.
As much as I would like to see that, we need an expansion pack for Diablo 3.
No. Because they said, like, you remember the last two content patches where they released the, I think it was a manor and then the island?
Yeah.
That was the expansion. That was part of an expansion that they didn't finish. That's why they released. Because in the expansion, you usually get like some new areas, right?
Yeah.
So that's what the rumor is going around, that those were part of the expansion that just kind of fell apart, but they still wanted to put content out.
Fair.
So, yeah, I mean, it could be that, and then they're just going to release 4.
Or
Warcraft 4. Warcraft 4 would be amazing.
By the way, really quick, I want to put out a side by side. Mafia 3 right now, 279,742 owners. What? Again, according to Steam Spy, so take it with a grain of salt.
Well, that's on PC. I'm guessing most of those are going to be on console.
I don't know. It's like, I don't think they really marketed Mafia 3 as well as they could. So.
Yeah, I mean, who's behind Mafia 3? Who's the developer and publisher on that one?
Oh, is that 2K?
I think so. Outlast 2 is coming out, by the way. Brennan.
Oh, man.
Developer Hangar 13, publisher 2K. Hmm.
2K. Checks.
All right.
By the way, I thought they were going out of sale. I could be. I thought they were going out of business. I could be wrong, but apparently I'm wrong.
It was Hangar 13 with 2K checks.
Yeah. Kirk Serve Delicious 2 is coming out soon. Sorry.
So we talked about this next news article last week as a rumor. Now we can confirm that Blizzard is having a Halloween event.
Yeah, it is, and it's fantastic.
Yes, from October 11th to November the 1st, right before Extra Life.
So sad that that's not going to be on Extra Life weekend.
Oh, yeah. So pretty much a bunch of heroes got new skins. You have I can't remember.
Mercy looking sexy as a witch.
Oh, yes.
You got Vampire 76. You got Junkenstein. You have Junkenstein's Road Dog monster.
You have Anna's candy emote.
Yep. Reaper, the Headless Horseman Reaper.
And you also have a new brawl called
Junkenstein's Revenge.
Which is a PvE multiplayer.
Yes.
Which you can only choose one of four heroes, which is McCree, Hanzo, Soldier 76, and Anna.
Yep.
And you go.
This just showed me how bad I am with Anna, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And you go up against, it's waves of what is it, Zomnix?
Yeah, Zomnix.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And then ever so often, after a certain wave, you will get one either Reaper, then you get
it's Reaper, Junkenstein's monster, Junkenstein, and then the witch who then because it's Mercy brings back all of them.
Yes, and yeah, it's a very fun game type. I went in there with some friends of mine. Easy, we completed it no problem. You get a bonus for not dying. And
yes.
Then we tried medium, and it was just like, okay, it's a little bit faster. Okay. We're like communicating everywhere. We're talking over Discord. And we got we got medium down. Hard, we got up to the first Reaper, and that was it.
By the way, I'm just looking through the link that you posted. There's Sombra candy if you look real closely, there is Sombra candy in the jack-o'-lantern boxes.
Sombra candy?
Yeah, the symbol that's been used for Sombra is in the loot box that you get with the one that just like with everybody else's symbol in there. So Sombra confirmed.
Oh, it's been confirmed. Which one's her symbol?
You have to look really close because it's like you have to.
Is it that skull? That purple skull?
Yes.
Oh.
So, Sombra confirmed.
Pretty much.
The worst kept secret ever.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Loot boxes, the Halloween loot boxes, same thing as the regular loot boxes. It's just giant pumpkins.
Yeah, they also did this back in with the Olympics, too, where they came out with the special loot boxes.
Yeah. Oh, but what they did different is that you can actually buy everything you can get in the loot boxes.
Yes.
But unfortunately,
it's super expensive.
Oh,
you know, if you want your sexy Mercy.
3,000 gold for all the hero skins. For the Halloween hero skins. So it's like, Jesus. I knew someone that they dropped the $50 and they got everything, mostly everything, except for like one or two that they missed.
See,
but
I've spent over $50 on a mobile game, so I'm pretty sure that's not a big deal to me.
You spent more money on that thing?
Shh. God, Brendan!
Bad.
Why? All right, what else we got?
And next we have... patch 7.1 Return to Karazhan arrives on October 25th.
Yeah!
Which has, I believe...
I'm not a level 10 whatever yet, but yeah!
You can head on over to the World of Warcraft website, and it's got a little developer Q&A talking about different things of the raid. I believe it's, what is it, 10 bosses? No, it's not a raid, it's a dungeon.
Yeah, it's just a 5-man. Like,
it's a massive
dungeon. They're basing an entire patch on a 5-man.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, usually when they upgrade it, they drop the old one. They are not dropping the old one. You can still get into the original 70-level Karazhan.
Exactly, yeah. Like what they did with Onyxia back in the day.
Yeah.
And with Naxxramas.
Because I got in late into WoW, I don't have the same nostalgia that other players have for Karazhan.
Oh, I do.
Like, my nostalgia would probably start at, like, Wrath of the Lich King. Like, redoing Naxx or redoing Ulduar or ICC.
Well, they wouldn't redo Naxx again, but it would not surprise me if they do an Ulduar.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they do something with Ulduar in the pre-release? In the pre-expansion patch?
Yes, because... Okay, anyone that doesn't want to have spoilers for the opening of Legion that's been out for, what, like 2 months already? Magna Bronzebeard becomes...
3, 2, 1, spoil.
Yeah. Magna Bronzebeard got turned to crystal in Cataclysm. He becomes... The crystal pretty much becomes alive. It doesn't transform him back. It's just... He's a giant crystal earthen now.
Okay.
And it just tells you more of the story of World of Warcraft. Just like, you gotta go to Ulduar, the demons are trying to attack because they're trying to keep you from getting more information on how to defeat them.
Ah.
So yeah, it's a really deep and rich story. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. The only thing is that my guild is like a ghost town. I need to find a more active guild.
I have a guild that I might be able to have you join, bro, on your server.
Really?
Yeah, I found a relatively active one just on accident because I accidentally clicked a random yes for a guild invite.
Oh yeah, if you don't have a guild, you get those at least 2 or 3 times a night.
Oh, I mean, normally I click no, but I accidentally clicked yes because I was in the middle of doing something else. So I'm like, oh, wow, these guys are actually friendly and active and kind of cool.
Yeah. I for some reason I have this ability in WoW to like find the guilds that are the like more mature players.
Yeah.
Where it's just like they don't get too crazy, but they understand how the game.
Yeah.
We're all playing just a game. Like they're like, oh man, can't believe we wiped 6 times. It's like, oh, maybe we need to go back and get some better gear in a heroic or something.
We didn't talk about the BlizzCon 2016 schedule either, so I'll use that as my Blizzard corner stuff. So yeah, we on day one we have the opening ceremony for an hour between 2 and 3. This is all Pacific Standard, by the way. This is all Friday the 4th. Opening ceremony is between 2 and 3. Hearthstone, what's next, is the first main panel from 3:30 to 4:15. StarCraft 2 Foundation for the Future panel is after that. Overwatch, what's new, Heroes of the Storm, Hero Deep Dive, World of Warcraft Legion, what's next, a panel about Overwatch animated shorts, Heroes of the Storm, State of the Game, StarCraft 2 Multiplayer, Diablo's 20th Anniversary panel, and contests will be the last thing on BlizzCon's day one schedule. Day two, we have Future of StarCraft 2 AI as the first panel. Overwatch Play-by-Sound panel, which is... one I'm interested in hearing.
So pretty much
Blizzard's 25th anniversary, a look back. Hearthstone Q&A, World of Warcraft Legion, Design Retrospective, Burning Worlds Inside Blizzard Publishing, Blizzard College Esports Behind the Scenes, In-Game Cinematics, The Cutscenes of Legion, World of Warcraft Q&A, Diablo 3 Dev Talk Q&A, Overwatch Q&A, and Closing Ceremony.
Who's doing the closing ceremony?
What's that?
Did they announce who's playing the closing ceremony?
I believe they did. I'm wanting to say, I think it might be Metallica again, now that I think about it.
What?
Hold on.
It makes sense with their new album coming out.
Exactly.
Closing ceremony. It's a wrap. Thanks.
Thanks, BlizzCon.com. I appreciate your helpful insight on that. But of course, you know, among all those, you'll get the, and if you buy the digital pass, you'll also get these as well. You have all your championships. Those are just the panels. Those are not your tournaments and stuff. I'll have those notes also up in the show notes as well. But before we, and I couldn't find a board tabletop or card games news again. Sorry, folks.
It's been slow.
It has been slow. This is not a fast time of year for news, which is a little weird that we decided to start a podcast, you know, now instead of when news starts happening. But what will be hyped up are reviews, which we'll get to right after this short break.
It's time for reviews.
Indeed, it is time for reviews. Thank you for joining us once again. Thank you for hanging out with us. I'm going to, really quick,
Do you want me to go first? Because mine will be probably the quickest.
Yeah, you do that. I'm gonna do my new favorite part of this show.
Okay. All right. So I was scanning Steam, seeing, like, man, what games can I play for Sunday? I mean, there's... And then I go through my Humble Bundle. It's like, what? I haven't played this game. The game is Shank 2. Which, it's your classic side-scrolling beat-em-up. Very, very bloody. Very, for mature audience only. Story is pretty much, you're in some unknown foreign land where, like, apparently some rebels are starting to a rebel group was formed to fight the government, and now they've turned into the government.
As like it happened.
Yeah. And you're just trying to get home, and your bus gets attacked, and you just, it pretty much looks like if Marcus Fenix was drawn as an 80s cartoon.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it has that art style of that edgy 80s cartoon that got canceled in 2 episodes because it was too violent for kids.
Sold.
Yeah. It's based on a combo system. So you can do juggles and all that. It's kind of like in, I guess, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game?
Yes.
Okay, amazing game. I'm still waiting for them to release it on a newer console, or I might have to buy a 360 just to play that game a second time.
So good.
It is. It does have a little bit of feel of, just because of, when you, and I believe it's like the second stage, you get a pair of pistols, and it feels a little bit like Devil May Cry.
Okay.
Because you can just keep tapping the button, and you're just shooting like crazy.
Nice.
That's the art style is very, I guess, like I said, it's very cartoony. I mean, it's it feels like a Saturday morning cartoon at some point.
Yeah.
And it is, that's all the good things I have to say. The bad things is that it is,
you right now you've described a very good game that does not tell me the reason why it got such a low.
The reason why it got such a low score is that it is so unfair at times. And with the control scheme, it does not help. Does not help itself at all. Because I had an issue, like I'm trying to use a machine gun, which is supposed to make this little section easier. But the button they use to grab the machine gun is the same button they use to do the dodge roll.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm trying to get on this gun, and I just keep rolling.
Rolling.
And the dodge roll, for some reason, I can only get it to go backwards. Like, I'm going to the right, and I dodge back. I can't get it to dodge forward. That's an issue there.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's step one.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the controls just seem very, very beta-ish. Like, it seems like it needs a little bit more polish. There was some... There was some sprite movements that I was like... When he's going up a ladder, it almost looks like he's just running up the ladder. Like in old school first-person shooters. Or in most first-person shooters.
Oh, you mean like... I posted a video to our eternal chat about... I think it was just to one of my friends about... Grand Theft Auto 3 or Grand Theft Auto 5 glitch of you dragging a guy up a ladder and he's just running upwards.
Yeah. That's what it looks like at some times, and it's just... It's okay. I could probably, like, not break my controller and finish the game. But it's just like... It's just that I'm... Like, it's like, okay, it's good. I'm doing combos. I'm switching it up. Because you get your basic attack, which is your shank, which you can upgrade later. You get your explosive.
At least they stick to the name.
True. You get your explosive, your thrown weapon, and you also get like these. At first, I thought they were shurikens, but they're throwing knives. Same thing. And then you also have your machete, which you use for your heavy attack. And you get bonuses for keeping your combo alive. You also get a bonus for like switching between your. Between your shank and the machete and machine guns and all that good stuff, but I just could not give this game anything higher than a two out of
yikes.
5. Yeah, I mean it's a good concept and it's okay, but they do need to fix the control issue.
Huh.
And I was using a PlayStation 2 controller, and for some reason.
Wait, a PlayStation 2 controller?
PlayStation 4, sorry.
Okay.
Say, how the hell does that work?
Here's your problem. You're using a PlayStation 2 controller.
Okay. And I don't know if it was what was wrong, if it was because of the PS4, but the prompts were for Xbox, right? Because most indie games use Xbox as the default. It's telling me to hit... X to confirm. No, it's telling me to hit A to confirm, which it's usually the X button on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
But when I'm going through the game, X is to attack, but when I go through the menus, confirm is X. So it's flipped depending on which menu you're on. It is super confusing.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've been trying to play Mafia 3 with my PlayStation controller into my computer, and I haven't been able to get it to work. It's doing this weird thing where I plug it in and then it just starts, like, the screen starts rotating around me, and I'm like,
that's a bug, not a feature. Or it's a feature, not a bug.
This might be something with the dead zone on the controller.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's not good.
But you can play with keyboard and mouse, right?
Yeah, I've tried both of my PlayStation controllers, so I know, like, it's not a busted controller.
Have you tried Xbox?
No.
Oh, yeah, I haven't. Because we're biased to PlayStation, right?
Yeah, we're absolutely biased towards PlayStation.
I just have a 360 controller. Like, I don't have, like, an Xbox One, and I guess I could.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that plugs right into your PC.
No, you have to have, like, some weird kind of Xbox wired adapter.
Yeah, the Xbox controllers were really weird.
No. No, you're right. It's the ones that just plug in and play.
Yeah, that's the only one that worked. Well, there's a PlayStation. I mean, there is an Xbox wireless controller adapter you can use, or the dock.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying the plug and play is Xbox One. I was confused.
Yeah,
but even in Mafia 3, all the controls come up Xbox controls instead of PlayStation controls. So
yeah, because they don't. It's that thing again. All right. So is everybody ready for a randomly call a non-gamer on Gamer Geeks?
Do it.
Go for it.
All right. Here we go. This is the best part. Greatest thing ever.
I have some questions to ask him.
I'll have to relay them because he won't be able to hear you.
Ask him about those campaign trail. How he's doing out there.
I will.
We can't get him to join the hangout?
He's at school, so it would be a little weird. This is calling his phone. Hey, Dale! Hey, Dale!
Hello.
Hello, you're on Gamer Geeks again.
Oh, yes.
How do I end up with, how does a non-game?
Oh, those pesky Australian phone calls.
Can you hear me?
Pesky Australian internet. No, I literally said, is everybody ready for our new favorite thing? Call a non-gamer on to Gamer Geeks. So first things first, they can't hear you, but you can hear you can't hear them, but they can hear you. Let's give us where are you on your campaign trail, Mr. soon to be president?
I can hear you now. You cut out there for a second. I am now mayor. I am exactly mayor. But do you want to have a guess on how much I've actually spent on my campaign so far to become president?
How much have you spent on your campaign to become president?
$0.
That didn't work for Bernie Sanders.
He just called you Bernie Sanders.
Hello, other guys, by the way. I don't think I can hear them. But
No, you can't, because I'm just calling your phone. So I think Raul could do some weirdness to get you on the Hangout, but that would be weird. But yeah.
That would be extremely weird.
But all right, so other than that, you did a review for the site for a game because you did a game. Tell us a little bit about it and give us a review since it's walking home.
I'm actually out with lunch with one of my very, very mildly attractive supermodel friends.
So hello, supermodel friend.
I popped outside there inside.
Gamer Geeks fans who don't listen to the Geek IO show, that's an inside joke of Dale having exceptionally attractive friends. Nope.
Did we lose him?
Dale? Oh, no. I think we lost him. I'll leave the call going. He'll just kind of interrupt my neck. Kind of interrupt me. So, Dale, are you there? Yep, I think we lost him.
The carrier kangaroos are taking a nap.
Right? Yep, we lost him.
I can't wait for Google to set those things up where they have internet in those countries.
Yeah, right. All right, so I want to go into my first. I'm gonna go from good to bad on my reviews here. So, or should I go from bad to good?
Bad to worst to good?
Yes, CJ.
So bad, good to bad, or bad to good?
Yes.
I think you should go bad to worst to good. So this way you bring us up and then you bring us back down, but then you bring us back up again. You know what I'm talking about?
Hold on. Dale's calling back.
All right. I'm sitting down.
All right. You're sitting down.
I'm sitting down.
All right. Mr. Sanders, tell us about this game that you played.
Well, yeah, I did a review, which is something I barely do. It was a bunch of fun, actually. I should do more of them, shouldn't I?
You should.
Thank you for that. I reviewed Tap Heroes. Now, for those of you who don't know what Tap Heroes is, it was originally a mobile game, but it got ported to the PC. I played my version on the PC and on Steam.
All right.
And essentially, it's that you kind of go through. Someone, it looks like I'm talking to myself, by the way. Thanks for this.
At least you're not in the bathroom this time.
This is true. So, essentially, it's you are a master of these particular heroes, and you kind of go through different stages, defeating different monsters and clearing levels. And what the really cool thing about it is your input to the hero's progression is totally up to you. So you can either spend your time helping the heroes attack and heal, or you can spend all of your time powering up your heroes and not doing anything else.
Okay.
So that's the basic premise of the game. And the one thing I do the game is it really has this 2D kind of quote unquote Paper Mario sort of puppet show feel.
Alright.
It's set up like the scene with the heroes fighting all the different monsters is kind of on stage, and there's curtains there, so obviously that adds as a whole as well. And the control panel is sort of where the audience would sit in like a theater show. That's really cool in the way art style is kind of like it's drawn on pieces of paper.
Awesome.
It's a really well designed game, and the music as you progress through the levels is suiting for the levels. So the more kind of foresty sort of levels is appropriate for that, and you know, the outside sort of mountainy area has scarier music. I don't know why, but anyway, that's another story. But one thing I didn't really like all that much is the fact that the story stops there, and it kind of I did a 60 minute sort of stream for it, and it kind of felt after 60 minutes that I wasn't getting anywhere story-wise. There's no real substantive story. It was like, you defeat monsters, cool, you move on to a new set of monsters kind of thing.
By the way, this is a telling part that Dale is not a gamer, because most of us love the loot roulette. Just like, all right, kill the thing, get some money, go on to the next thing. Kill the thing, get some money, go on to the next thing.
I know, but I don't know. I felt like these sort of, you know, different characters, you could have some backstory to them, sort of like a D&D sort of thing, borrows.
Yeah.
Those sort of type of characters from those games.
I love the wind sound effect we got going on right now.
I'm literally sitting in front of this weird palm like lily thing. It's really weird and produces a lot of wind.
All right. So what are you going to give out of 5 Tap Heroes off your 60-minute review?
I'm going to give it a very soft 3 out of 5.
All right.
three out of 5. It has really good design elements, but I have this kind of desire for something a little bit more, considering it had rich characters in the game. But I will really recommend it for a sort of bathroom 5-minute sort of game. You won't get bored.
So you'd probably say mobile as opposed to Steam.
Oh, absolutely. It's perfect for a mobile. Well, it's Tap Heroes.
Yeah.
So I would recommend it more on a kind of mobile device, because you can pop it up when you're in the bathroom and get for 5 minutes and then be done with it. And then,
Okay.
If you wanted to buy
it on... Cool, by the way. Sorry.
One second. Brendan's asking a question. What's up, Brendan?
If you wanted to buy it on Steam right now, you can get it for $1.49.
$1.49 on Steam right now, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, by the way, thank you for that, because, well, I know for a fact there's a...
No, we got a review version. Copy of it, so...
Yeah, we got a review copy of it. There are free and paid applications for it on the mobile devices, both Apple and Android, but I think the paid app unlocks some extras features. I mentioned this in the review. It meant a kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. It kind of unlocks some extras that don't really impact the gameplay all that much. All right. So you can get away with playing the free version if you don't mind ads.
Yeah.
I think that's the deal. I know.
All right, Dale. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you for having me review a game.
Inevitably, we will call you next week to get a campaign trail update from you. So be prepared for that.
I'm looking forward to it, and stop spending so much goddamn money on a mobile app.
Just let him know. I am Senate Conference Secretary at the moment.
Senate Conference Secretary. All right, so, what's that, like 50th in line to the president if everyone else is incapacitated?
Yeah, that's like at least $40 more.
At least. All right, as we've been doing the podcast, I already spent another 20.
Jesus. All right. So I want to go on. You asked me for my good game, and I don't know if I want to consider this a good game, like, at all. This is a bad game, guys. But I was looking through my iOS, and I was just kind of looking for a new game to play while I was at on the road yesterday, and I saw this thing called Gravity Trump. All right, what is Gravity Trump?
I'm very wary of what this is going to be.
And so I'm like, all right, I'll download it. I get a 60-minute review. I hadn't played much this week. So I download it. And I'm going to play a little bit of the game here. I'm going to put it to my camera because I can't put up screens of it. All right, here's Gravity Trump, by the way.
Is it everything you hope for and more?
Floating disembodied head of Donald Trump in a gravity-based endless runner. And these are your sounds. And I'm going to die purposely because dying sounds great. This is a dying sound.
That was such a good sound.
But yeah, that's it. It's a gravity-based endless runner. So you combine your, like, VVVVVVVV from Steam with your Temple Run or anything like that. And that's kind of what you have, just with the disembodied blockhead of Donald Trump. By the way, he's not the only unlockable character. You can unlock Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. Because why not? This game is not good, guys. I played it because for some reason it's strangely addicting. You don't want to put it down, but you feel bad about playing it. And the worst part is it does the full screen, like, Apple ads that are almost 30 seconds long that takes place after every one to two games. So you can't even spend anything to just turn those off. Not that I would have. I mean, that being said, I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5 because, I mean, for the hour, it was all right. I unlocked Bernie Sanders for 100 in-game gold thingies. But, yeah. But I just reinstalled it to play that, and it took away all my unlocks. So, yeah, that is definitely a bad thing. I spent an hour unlocking Bernie Sanders.
So now you... What you do is you drop the rating on it, right?
Yep. No, I'm still going to leave it at 2 out of 5 because I got an okay. It was an hour. It was definitely an hour, and I didn't hate it, much like my next game that I'm going to talk about. So, again, it's October. I'm trying to do creepy games. There's a famous pretty high view count video of me playing Five Nights at Freddy's of last year. Brennan just downloaded it.
So good.
Your microphone picks that up real good, though, by the way, dude.
That's from the back of the dynamic range as well. It's maybe I should be speaking into the other end of the microphone.
Probably. All right, so I picked up, because they released a new game, Five Nights at Freddy's : Sister Location. It was $7.99, so I'm like, all right, let's pick it up. So I saw Kotaku do a live video of it. I'm like, all right, it's all right. Let's go in here. It's a little bit different than your previous games, which is pretty much like point and click kind of games. You actually do stuff in this one.
Yeah, I saw it. And I also saw it on YouTube.
That kind of ruins the game. Like, you doing stuff in the game kind of doesn't do great things for it. You would think that, like, you would have more action than just a point and click jump scare. It doesn't. Like, it just really, they amp up the creepiness with the animatronics. By the way, you have a ballerina dancer and a clown baby. That's as far as I got.
You got up to what, night two, three?
Yeah, I got up to night two. And I uninstalled this and did a refund on it, not because it scared me, but because it didn't.
Like, it didn't scare you? Five Nights at Freddy's? The infamous Five Nights at Freddy's.
I didn't jump or anything at all with this. It seems like he's trying too hard. It almost seems to be a parody of itself at this point.
You want to get scared, CJ?
Yeah, no, you tell me Outlast, and I might do that.
Oh, man.
But it just, I don't know. Like, I got my hour into it, and I uninstalled it and did a refund on it. It didn't even get me where it should have gotten me. And at that point, I'm like, I literally would have wasted $8 if I played this game any further. So, again, because my own personal scale says I can't go to a zero, I'm going to give Five Nights at Freddy's : Sister Location a 1 out of 5.
The lowest.
I just realized I have a 1, 2, 3, and 4 under my name. Spoiling, because we kind of ran along on Dale's review, Pathfinder Adventures for the iOS. It's a free game that I'm going to spend some money on.
How much money?
Only 20.
Me too.
But it's the iOS version of the Pathfinder Adventures card game, and it's really good, you guys. Like, it is ridiculously good. You could play the initial mission for free and unlock the second mission for in-game gold for pretty cheap. But I wanted more characters, so yeah. It's a card game. You're playing a Pathfinder or D&D kind of game, just with cards. And it has a very rich story that is an actual story. It has pretty good sound. The only thing I don't like about it, and I'm guessing the Adventures card game, the physical card game, is like this as well. The difficulty is a little intense for a mobile game. You don't want to have to continuously play the same level over and over and over and over and over again on a mobile game just to be able to get through it because you drew a bad card or three. At least in Hearthstone or anything like that, you kind of get a different feel for things. You get a different, opponent. You're playing against a different kind of deck. Not so much in this. they are coming out with a multiplayer. The button is there, just not active right now. I don't know if it's because I haven't played enough of the game yet. I've played 4-5 hours of it so far. And I absolutely love it. The only reason why I'm giving it a 4 out of 5 is because, like I said, the difficulty is a bit much for a mobile game. I don't want to have to throw my phone. And that also is the reason why I uninstalled like Flappy Bird and crap like that. But moving on into Brendan, what you got for review?
It's been a slow week for me. I've been playing this game, Verdun. It's like a World War One warfare kind of game. Some may say the poor man's Battlefield 1.
Okay.
I'm having a good time with it. Running through trenches, shooting people. I've been playing it with it's like a squad based. You have a squad and you're going in there, you're killing people. It's your typical shoot up, and there's a lot of violence.
Okay. Violence is good.
It's good. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I've had a really good time playing with it, even though I'm not very good at shooting games. Any kind of good accuracy or reaction time. But I had fun because, like, trenches are cool.
All right.
And I didn't write it down, but this is a 60-minute review.
Yeah.
It's a game on the iPhone. It's called Really Bad Chess.
All right.
And it's basically, it's chess, but you get like a bunch of random chess pieces instead of your normal chess pieces.
Okay.
Like, you could end up with like 4 queens and like 3 knights and just random pieces, and it makes the game of chess a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
I honestly, I was giving it a 3 out of 5, but I played it earlier and I hated it more. So I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5.
All right.
I am pretty good at normal chess. This is really bad chess.
Well, at least the name is appropriate.
Yeah. The name works for what you actually do in the game. I've had fun. I've won, but it's just bad. Like,
right.
Which what is there to expect? It's the name.
Yeah,
but
exactly. I mean, you, at least, like I said, at least they're sticking with the name.
Yep. And 2 out of 5 on that one. I was going to give it a 3 out of 5, but I changed my mind last second.
Fair.
Omaha, you know. And
so I'm going to go ahead and hit a button here.
Do it. Retro reviews. I believe this week is my week.
Yes, it is. No, yeah, retro review, by the way, for those who can't figure it out by the name, it's a game that we picked that is 10 years or older.
Lines are
And we talk about it like it's new. Brendan, what you got?
So, this game put out by Rockstar Games a while back, you know, called Bully. It came out on like the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox 360 around that time. It came out 9 years and 364 days ago.
Which, by the way, I completely thought he was messing with me when he sent me that.
The game came out October 17th, 2016. 2006. Which is tomorrow, but 10 years ago. So, we're making an exception. One day too early. But it's basically like a like Grand Theft Auto 5, but if Grand Theft Auto 5 was with kids and no cars and no real death. Like the game is, it's fun. It has, you're a kid who just got sent to a boarding school, and it's got like all your normal school like cliques and stuff, like, and you're trying to find your spot to fit in. There's no guns, but there's slingshots, stink bombs, a spud cannon, and a bag of marbles to trip up your opponents. I used to play this game a lot when I played back PlayStation 2. No, this was a while ago. This was
I mean that you played this in real life, right?
Yeah. But not in high school. This was I was probably around how old was I in 2006?
That would have been, you would have been 11.
I would have been 11 in 2006. So I was probably 11, 12.
It also just kind of rubbing it in my face how long I have known you.
11 or 12. Playing this game, and it's a T-rated game, but I was playing it, and you can start relationships with all the girls at school, and like it's a fun game to play. You have to go to classes, otherwise you get in trouble for being truant, and the cops will come and grab you and make you go to class. It's
like they do.
And I just bought it on Steam when Rockstar was having their sale, their weekend, whatever. But you can buy it right now for $14.99 on Steam, if that's your kind of thing.
Fair enough.
Yes.
All right. Then let's go ahead and wrap this show up, shall we? Since the retro review is done.
Retro review is done. I am calling that a wrap.
Indeed. So you can reach us, geekioshow@gmail.com. Make sure you put Gamer Geeks in the subject line. Facebook and Twitter are both /geekioshow. Our Geek Hotline, which you can call and leave a voicemail on, is 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. You can support this show and the entire Geek.io network over at patreon.com/geek.io. Once again, I want to put out a another pimp for our Extra Life. It is November 5th for 24 hours of gaming for the kids. geek-io.net/extra-life. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/geekioshow for our Tabletop Gamer Geeks video show, which will be kicking off back here again shortly. And also our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/geekioshow, where not only is this show, but our Geek.io show, especially on Manipool Weeks, and of course, streaming almost every other day at this point. And Jesus, Brendan, really? And of course, you can catch us live right here, geek-io.net/live, Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Anything else before we head on out of here, guys?
All I have to say is.
No, just GG.
GG, good game. This has been a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Why did you show that to me?